Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Xavier Lavallado, OP, pastor and director of the Catholic community. It is the Feast of the Transfiguration, and the readings are from Cycle A.
The Master General of the Dominicans, his job includes visiting the order's provinces. That takes him to over 100 countries. He has an upfront and personal view of the order and the worldwide church. The former master, Timothy Radcliffe, noted that the American church is the most polarized of all. That was 10 years ago. Do you think it's gotten any better in these political times? One of our parishioners noted, it's like watching a group with a romanticized version of the past against a group with a romanticized version of the future. I can't help but think how what a relief it is here to be at Stanford and not some other places I've been. But each side has its dream. But is it God's dream? Is it really God's dream? You know, polarization is not new. Jesus faced it. Those who opposed Jesus were not necessarily bad people, but they certainly had a different dream of God's kingdom and his Messiah. And as the opposition mounted, some from his own disciples, it grew more intense, all the way to the Mount of Calvary and the cross. So Jesus takes a detour, mountain holiday, to Mount Tabor with his three closest friends. It is almost as if he is trying to get their support as he explained to all the rest his death, that he would be killed. He gave them experience to hang on to in the dark moments. But like the rest, they too dreamt of a Messiah of glory. They wanted the glory of our first reading, when the heavenly Son of Man receives dominion, glory, kingship. Nations and peoples of every language serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not be taken away. His kingdom shall not be destroyed. Now that's a real Messiah, a little political action. They wanted their Messiah to have the glory of Moses, which after when he saw God, his face shone so brightly, it frightened the people and he had to wear a veil. On Tabor, Jesus let that glory shine through. Not a reflection like Moses. In Greek, it literally means glittered and glistened like the sun. But is this God's dream for the Messiah? See, they could not imagine a suffering Messiah. This simply did not compute. Dying on the cross was not a rallying cry for Jews or Gentiles. So it's important, it really is important to realize how shameful crucifixion was for both Jews and Gentiles. It so troubled the first Christians that Paul insists on it. We proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. Peter, James, and John saw power and glory on Mount Tabor, but they winced at the cross's weakness and shame. Yet for Paul, the cross and its shame reveals, quote, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. You know, for Paul, the glory of God is not revealed by anything that the world values. not its glory, its power, its wealth, its force. It is the cross that best reveals the heart of God. It is the glory of God's solidarity with us in our brokenness to lift us high. It is love poured out for us. It is love poured into us, which is God's glory. So what kind of glory do you want? A Stanford degree? A tenured position? A name on Wall Street? What is the wisdom you want? A PhD? Piled higher and deeper? What is the power you want? Position that buys influence? We all have dreams, and Stanford's are just larger than most. And none of these things are bad in themselves. But they are not God's dream. God has a larger dream, a radical transformation in Him that shares His nature and the redemption of the whole cosmos. God thinks big. If you want to dream God's dream, then the first place is, well, heeding the Father's words. This is my beloved Son. Listen to Him. I think there has to be some daily time spent with the Lord, with the Gospels, listening more than chattering away. Yeah, when we fall flat on our faces in fear like the three, and in a scene unique to Matthew, you got to know that Jesus stops and touches them, and says, "Don't be afraid." And we were tempted to say, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Remember, Jesus said it too. But those words from Psalm 22 was not a cry of abandonment. But if you read the whole psalm, read it, you see it is really an act of incredible trust in the Father. We even profess that Jesus descended into hell, into the land of seeming godlessness and forsakenness itself. All to say, I'll be there for you too. God will rescue every trusting, open heart. Let's face it. We want to be protected from hard times rather than go through them to something greater. It's just almost as if we pray, Lord, protect me, just don't ask too much of me. But some lessons, some evils can only be conquered by going through it to something greater. Sadly, we are happy to settle for too little. While God wants a greater glory for you, His glory. St. Paul wrote, "What once had glory has lost its glory because of the greater glory." Paul discovered in the risen Lord something more, something that captured his heart. And then he writes, "Since then we have such a hope, we act with boldness, not like Moses who put a veil over his face." Now the Spirit, the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And all of us with unveiled faces, seeing the glory of the Lord as though reflected in a mirror, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, the Spirit. Put it simply, you become like the ones you love. You become like what you love. In a time when the world's dreams causes so much pain, when Christians are often lost in their own romanticized dream for the church, when we are willing to settle for less, maybe it's time to ask, what is the more of God's dream? The Father said from the cloud, "This is my beloved Son, listen to Him." Maybe it's time to really refocus on Jesus, to listen daily. and to follow his inspiration. It's when we wrestle, really wrestle with all those uncomfortable words of Jesus, that we begin to get an idea of Jesus' dream. You know those old uncomfortable words. Turn the other cheek. Love your enemy. Forgive when you can't. Make yourself a neighbor to everyone you can. Feed the hungry. Care for the sick. And maybe in our day, speak for the voiceless. It's when I face those words that I begin to hear where I might need to grow and what God uniquely asks of me, of you. Ask yourself, what's God's dream? And then discover your own real dream.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.